I'm always happy to be here, but this week I'm very, very, very happy and very lucky as well. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by soon. Our guest this hour is Ben Davis. He is the vocalist of the pop group Bad Veins. We'll hear their latest single, and we'll learn all there is to know about Ben Davis and Bad Veins. Then it'll be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. Then we'll talk about Brexit. What a hullabaloo that has caused, right? Well, we're going to talk about the reaction to Brexit on Wall Street and how folks like Jim Cramer once again showed themselves to be, can I say transparent? Yes, I think I can. And we'll have that story. And then we'll have this week's entertainment report with Ms. Staffo. We start things off this hour with quite a story about me and my family coming home from Washington, D.C. after a quick getaway last weekend. So there we are, driving home. It's late Sunday afternoon, and we're on the New Jersey Turnpike, all the way down in South Jersey. We're in a rental car. And it was a tiny rental car. It's a Toyota Yaris. We actually have some toaster ovens in our home that are bigger than this car, but it's good on gas and it got us where we wanted to go. Well, we needed to get home. So we're driving along 95. All is well through Maryland and Delaware and over the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Then we get onto the New Jersey Turnpike and all of a sudden we hear bang, bang, bang. And so before my wife could even say pull over, the car starts to disintegrate. There was a blowout, and the car literally started to come apart at the seams. The headlight, the passenger side headlight, was shot out of the front of the car. My son, who's in the back, said he could see it hit a tree and spark. And parts of the fender literally just blew apart and ended up behind us on the roadway. So fortunately, I was able to get control of the car and pull it off onto the shoulder. And we were fine. As soon as it stopped, my son was afraid there was going to be fire. We jumped out of the car. So we're standing on the side of the New Jersey Turnpike. Now, this part of the roadway, for those of you that have no idea how this road works, it is the old-fashioned part of the turnpike where it's just two lanes in either direction. When you get farther north, the closer you get to New York City, you literally have a car lane and a truck lane. Each has four, sometimes five lanes, both sides of the road. That's right, you could be almost a 20-lane roadway both ways. But all the way down here, there aren't as many people, and it's still the old-fashioned roadway. So thank goodness that's where it happened. It goes to show anything can happen at any time, and you always need to be on guard. The worst thing I was doing at that point was listening to the radio. Can you imagine if this had happened while I was texting, checking social media, dialing a friend, staring at my phone, doing things you shouldn't be doing? And during this journey, both to and from Washington, I saw so much of that. You see, you're driving along, and you see that car in front of you, that it starts to slow down, then he weaves a little in the lane and comes back over. Before smartphones, you would think, oh, it's a drunk. Well, now, it's not necessarily a drunk. It's some moron on their phone, looking down at their phone. And when you pass them by, you can see the glow of the smartphone screen shining up on their face as they're mesmerized and staring at somebody's Facebook status. So if that had happened while I was doing anything like that, there's no way I would have been able to keep control of the car, and it would have rolled, God forbid, done worse, and who knows who would be hosting the show with Christina Staffo this week and from here on out. So you get my idea. So it is always so important to just pay attention because you never, ever know what can happen next. Minutes before that, my wife and I were just having a conversation about I don't know what. My son was half asleep in the back listening to his MP3 player. And then, like that, everything simply changed. We got towed to a truck stop. A $223 cab ride later, we got home, but a very, very nice guy runs a business in South Jersey, United Taxi, a guy named Sonny, and a very, very nice man who got both me and my family home very late on a Sunday night, so I appreciate that, and thankfully, we're here to all talk about it. Stay with us. Ben Davis is coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back and go!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think green.
Harrison with you. New research suggests taking more B vitamins than the recommended daily allowance, and that can improve heart health and symptoms of depression, also working to improve energy levels and brain function. Natural News reports all B vitamins work together in a synergistic way. So if you don't have enough of one type of B vitamin, the other kinds simply won't be able to do their job. The biggest culprit? Stress. Whether it's emotional, like chronic anxiety, or physical, like surgery, stress brutally depletes B vitamins from the body. But there is an easy home solution. Lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. Choose organic and locally grown produce whenever possible while avoiding overcooked food, which destroys vitamin content. And eat more foods that are naturally filled with B vitamins, including oats, avocado, salmon, and Brazil nuts. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.